Message number 1109. Many of the mysteries of my kingdom are unknown to man. Sunday, April 27, 2014 at 18:00. My dearly beloved daughter, my plan to save the entire world and take every single one of you into the refuge of my heart is complete and all parts correctly placed so that the perfection of my promise is brought to fruition. There are many mysteries associated with my divinity which man, no matter how knowledgeable he is in spiritual matters, can never truly understand. Many of the mysteries of my kingdom are unknown to man, and my Father revealed to humanity only what he so desired. Man was given the knowledge and the truth so that he could revere God and serve him as best he could. Man was informed by the prophets how he must abide by the Ten Commandments to ensure that he does not fall into error. Then, to prove his love for the world, he became man, and through me, his only begotten Son Jesus Christ, showed man exactly what makes for good and what constitutes evil. I revealed the truth, albeit just a fraction of what my Father desired for man's needs. But man was so proud-hearted, arrogant, and ambitious that he did not want to know the truth, as it did not suit him. The Pharisees closed their eyes, looked the other way, and declared me to be a man who had lost his mind and spoke in riddles. They did not have the capacity to hear the truth, although my teachings simply reiterated the words, the lessons, and the commandments contained in my Father's book. Along the narrow path they walked, looking neither left nor right as they followed their own version of serving God. They did this with a pious exterior, shunning the weak, the poor, and the uneducated, while they praised God. They exiled me then, and their counterparts today will do this yet again as they continued along their own man-made doctrine in the years ahead. So now you see, for all that man claims to know, he really knows very little about the way of the Lord. That which he was given is accepted, but only parts of the truth that suits him. For example, I have always instructed God's children to love one another, but they fail to do this. How many of you lie prostrate before me and lavish praise upon me in thanksgiving, and then slander your brothers and sisters? Some of you go as far as telling me what wicked people they are instead of showing love and forgiveness. Man will always be weak because it is impossible for the human being to be perfect. But why accept my teachings on the one hand and then deny them on the other? Never succumb to the temptation of condemning one another in my name, for you do not have the authority to do so. Never exalt yourself before me when you defile or belittle another human being at the same time. This is insulting to me. To accept the truth, you must be without malice, pride, self-righteousness, or selfishness. You must discard your cloak of arrogance, because this is straight of the devil and I find it repulsive. Please remember my teachings and live your lives according to what I told you. When you find your hearts troubled, full of anguish or hatred, you must always seek out my help. For if you do not, then this sense of despair and hatred will devour you. You must accept the fact that you will always succumb to sin, but also know that you must show true remorse before you will feel any kind of peace or calm in your soul. Your Jesus.